"Quite right, my dear," said Mr. Salt. "Now see here, Wonka," he added. "I think you've gone just a shade too far this time. I do indeed. My daughter may be a bit of a frump. I don't mind admitting it. But that doesn't mean you can roast her to a crisp. I'll have you know I'm extremely cross about this. I really am."
"Oh, don't be cross, my dear sir," said Mr. Wonka. "I expect she'll turn up again sooner or later. She may not even have gone down at all. She may be stuck in the chute just below the entrance hole. And if that's the case, all you have to do is go in and pull her up again." Hearing this, both Mr. and Mrs. Salt dashed into the nut room and ran over to the hole in the floor and peered in.
"Veruca!" shouted Mrs. Salt. "Are you down there?"
There was no answer. Mrs. Salt bent further forward to get a closer look. She was now kneeling right on the edge of the hole with her head down and her enormous behind sticking up in the air like a giant mushroom. It was a dangerous position to be in. She needed only one tiny little push. One gentle nudge in the right place, and that is exactly what the squirrels gave her. Over she toppled into the hole, head first, screeching like a parrot.
"Good gracious me," said Mr. Salt as he watched his fat wife go tumbling down into the hole. "What a lot of garbage there's going to be today."
He saw her disappearing into the darkness.
"What's it down like down there, Angina?" he called out.
He leaned farther forward. The squirrels rushed up behind him.
"Help!" he shouted.
But he wasn't already toppling. He was already toppling forward, and down the chute he went, just as his wife had done before him, and his daughter.
"Oh, dear!" cried Charlie, who was watching with the others through the door.
"What on earth's going to happen to them now?"
"I expect someone will catch them at the bottom of the chute," said Mr. Wonka.
"But what about the great fiery incinerator?" asked Charlie.